Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, midterm coinciding with a washout week of rain last week, probably a recipe for muddy disasters. But luckily, the gaff goddess, Laura de Barra, is here to help us again. Parents are likely still going through the washing this week. And as ever, Laura loves to answer all the questions and they're coming in. If you have further questions, oliver@rte.ie is the email before we finish up the chat. Laura de Barra, welcome back.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, not so bad at all. But I feel people might be overwhelmed. Piles of laundry. Where would they start? Separation, I presume, for all the...
I think it must be the weather. I have more and more friends with kids asking me this week, how am I going to get through it? But I've just come off a friend staying for a while, so I had loads of laundry myself. So how I always tackle it first is I separate it by colour, obviously.
Yeah.
Lights and darks. It's just so important. Even if something is older, a type of detergent or the wrong temperature can bleed dyes. But then you need to separate by soil. I think a lot of people forget to do this. I basically, if I have a load of laundry to do, I'll always tell people, pull out what can wait a week. You don't need to get it all done now. If something can wait a week, even if it's just a duvet cover and a couple of bits, put everything into that duvet cover and put it somewhere. Just, you don't need to stress yourself out. Just get what you need to get done now. And then I divide into soil based on what's food and grease, let's say clothes basically, versus underwear, socks and bed linen and towels. Right. So anything that's worn close to my body, I put into a separate wash or separate washes. These need a little bit warmer temperature, but also they use a different detergent usually. A lot of people knock powder, but powder detergent, even though it's much cheaper, is actually excellent for these washes.
For the intimates, as in say, the bedding, towels, socks, undies.
The intimates,
Type of stuff.
And a lot of times, like in my house there, a lot of them are white bed linen and socks, towels and stuff. So what I'll usually do is use a powder detergent because there's a natural bleach in there. Now, it's not a bleach. They just say nature's bleach. It's sodium percarbonate and it will basically brighten. And it doesn't dull like something that promises to whiten whites. Mm. Doesn't use like any weird chemicals like an UV layer that play with UV light or anything. So they're brilliant. If you are doing a lot of loads of washing of, if you've lots of kids in the house and there's a lot of bed linen, start using powders. It's much cheaper. Right. You just need a warmer temperature. Check what's on the packaging, usually about 40 degrees, and you can put in socks and underwear there. It's just great to get all of those done in a wash.
Sometimes what sort of language are you looking for in the box now to make sure you're in the right?
So when I'm laundry shopping, right, before I think what I would always have done before I kind of like knew more, I would just look at what was the most... what was I getting the most for my money, basically? So I'd often go for pods. I personally would avoid pods. You can't dose as much as you want to or as little as you want to.
Right.
And they don't always break down well in cooler temperatures. So I use powders. I'm usually making sure that it's got sodium percarbonate in it and no optical brighteners. I love liquid. Liquid is usually cheaper as well. I make sure there's no optical brighteners in them. So I usually look for an eco detergent because they don't tend to use them. Eco detergents as well. I like to use a bio, but eco detergents, their non-bios are still as strong. Again, they're just way more cost effective per wash. They're usually really highly concentrated. And I'm just making sure that when I'm putting them into a wash, like if I'm doing a fast wash, I'm using less detergent. I don't use fast washes that often.
Yeah.
Then if I'm using a pod on a rare occasion, I'm washing at an Airbnb or something and that's the detergent there, make sure they are going into the drum before the clothes. That's another massive mistake people make. And it's honestly something that makes such a difference.
It breaks down better, does it, if it's in first?
It does, because like the water comes in through the drawer and then it goes down into the drum. So if it's picking up product in the drawer, there's little spray holes above each section of the drawer where it's able to select which component of the drawer it's picking up. So if you have detergent in the wrong drawer is the first step that you can go wrong in. So it'll usually go 1, 2 flour, or like the symbols for 1, 2 in flour, or pre-wash wash. Wash is where you want your detergent. Pre-wash is only if you have someone's been sick in the house and you want to put in a little bit of extra detergent to make sure that the bed linen's going to get a lot of the sick out of it, etc. Or a cup of vinegar if it's highly soiled load. Then that's going to infuse with the water and go into the drum. So as the water's filling up around the clothes, it's already infused. If you've got a pod sitting on top of your clothes, it's going to have to wait a while to get mixed in with that water and you could miss the really good stage of the cycle. So put it underneath the clothes. And then if you're using something for whites, just make sure there's no optical brighteners in there. They can dull clothes over time. And so like your bed linen and socks and underwear, they can all go in a hotter wash. I would wear like a lot of more black underwear, so I put that in with my clothes just to keep colours. And then I like to do them in 20 or 30 degrees. And I always like to use a synthetic cycle. It's much more gentle. All there's less heat. There's less chaos. Your clothes last longer.
The really stained, muddy clothes, you're pre-treating them. This would be the kids have been out in the mud or you've been gardening, whatever it is.
Having a bit of fun outside. Yeah. You never know.
What are you using as the pre-treatment?
So what I usually do is, again, liquid detergent. This is why it's brilliant. You can pre-treat with it. So if it's food or grease, just get a bit of washing up liquid on your finger, massage it in, leave it for about 10 minutes and then throw it into the wash. It's so good. You know the way sometimes you can pull out a jumper and afterwards there's a grease stain on and you're like, I didn't even see that when I put it in.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it can be the minerals in the water or the detergent or the heat and it can bring out that grease stain and it's never going to come out. If you have a top in your wardrobe right now, most people do, that has a grease stain on it, that you don't wear it outside the house, put a bit of washing up liquid on it, even if it's been washed a million times, rub it into it, massage it in and throw it into the wash.
It'll
wash
break
it cool.
Down the oil, the grease.
Yeah. It's really good, especially with makeup around the collar as well. And then if you've got mud and grass, I would use like an old toothbrush, soft bristle. If you don't have it, just use your finger with the rubber gloves on and massage some liquid detergent in. Leave it set on a mud or grass stain and it will break down what's on there. There's surfactants and enzymes in there that are going to just chomp through what's on the fabric. Usually it'll be on trousers, which are usually like a twill fabric, which are quite dense. So you do need to massage it in because it's a really tight weave. And then wash as normal.
Speaking of washing up liquid, please ask Laura DeBarra her opinion of DIY washing liquid for clothes. I make my own. The clothes are clean, but the whites look dull. I don't want to use any toxic products, anything harsh.
Oh my God, I love this, Diva. That sounds fantastic. If it's working for you, go for it. Homemade remedies aren't always great for certain loads and for some people, but if your laundry routine is working for you, you don't need anyone to sell anything to you, keep going. If you want to brighten your whites, so usually that will be down to minerals in the water if you have hard water, even if you don't live in a really hard water area, there's a lot of water going on to clothes during a wash. I would make sure that I'm putting in a cup of vinegar in there. The best way that you can use the vinegar is during the rinse cycle to brighten. So what you're going to do is, and this is like, if you want to get it perfect, vinegar will run through the machine because it's so thin, even in the fabric softener compartment.
Right.
If you look at your machine, you'll get used to it. I actually set a timer on my phone for certain washes. You'll know just before the rinse cycle, it'll say rinse on the machine, you know, the way the light goes on for each stage.
Yeah.
Throw in a couple of vinegar just before the rinse cycle. It'll run down in. And it'll brighten it. Yeah, you'll figure it out. It's actually really straightforward when you're doing it. You're just watching the wash. It literally goes like rinse, spin, etc.
So how much are you putting in? How much vinegar?
I put in a cup. And then if you want to brighten, like if you've got a top that's really dull, sometimes I'll just give that a soak in vinegar like overnight. If it's a fabric that can take a lot of water, like not a viscose, something like a cotton.
That
vinegar brightens really well. Yeah, distilled white vinegar.
After washing my new white cardigan for the first time, I discovered yellow stains on it. I think it might be from the detergent. Despite my best efforts using bread soda, etc., they're still there. Any help will be wonderful, says Noreen.
Oh, I hate when something that happens, and it can be the detergent. It can also be something else that's in the wash. So what I would do is get sodium percarbonate. You need to activate it by using hot water. So you put in hot water, you'll see it fizz, and then leave it cool down just a little bit and then put the yellowing parts into that. It's going to take the colour out.
Okay. How do I get the cuffs and collar white again? This is a dark blue sports top. Oh no, the white has gone light blue. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, so that will be a dye stain usually, that it's bled in. So when you do have things that are two colours, always wash them cool. It'll just stop the dye being set into the other fibres. You might need to get a dye-specific product. Things like sodium percarbonate are fine on like dye-fast clothes, which means they don't remove dye really well. So you may need to get a dye-specific product. Try a bit of vinegar first. Vinegar and
water. Ingredient. Yeah,
I'm telling you, Queen V, I'm obsessed with her.
Vinegar,
she does everything.
And cold water.
Yeah, and you can leave her soak for about an hour. It can loosen the fibres up that it can take it out, but you might need a dye-specific product depending on the dye that was used. But if you do have things like socks with a stripe in them, etc., dyes can run, so just always keep the temperature cool for those.
Okay, and there are questions. We'll have to leave our questions for the dishwasher for the next time, Laura.
Okay.
Follow yourself, Laura DeBarra, on Instagram, and you can email gaffgoddess@gmail.com. Thank you, Queen V.